This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com. Here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for March 14th, 2022. In a tweet sent Saturday evening, California Governor Gavin Newsom extended an olive branch towards the Walt Disney Company following antagonizing comments from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis regarding Disney's stance on the Parental Rights in Education Bill, colloquially known as the Don't Say Gay Bill. The tweet referenced an article from the Los Angeles Times, which covered the saga of Walt Disney Company CEO Bob Chapek's response to the controversial Florida state bill, where he said, quote, "Disney, the door is open to bring those jobs back to California, the state that actually represents the values of your workers." Disney is famously in the midst of relocating more than 2,000 jobs from California to Lake Nona, Florida, a situation which is feeding into the destruction of Walt Disney Imagineering. This comment comes following a rebuke by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Chapek's eventual denunciation of the bill earlier this week, of which DeSantis said, quote, "You have companies like at Disney that are going to say and criticize parents' rights. They're going to criticize the fact that we don't want transgenderism in kindergarten and first grade classrooms." Chapek initially came under fire after it was discovered Disney donated to all sponsors of the Don't Say Gay bill. The company released a lackluster statement, and Chapek later emailed all Disney employees regarding the bill, but did not denounce it. Employees and cast members, of course, spoke out, and members of Disney Media Entertainment and Distribution released a statement before Chapek finally committed to opposing the bill during this week's shareholder meeting and eventually apologized. But what a mess. What a mess this has been, to the point at which we've had our little late night talk show has made fun of Bob Chapek and some of his decisions over time. But now real late night talk shows are making fun of Bob Chapek, which it's good to see the world has caught up with us on this man as CEO or as an executive in the company. It's been fun to watch. But what a man, this roller coaster won't stop. Local news station Click Orlando reports that a man previously arrested for multiple counts of inappropriately touching teenage girls at the Disney parks has been sentenced to 15 years. We previously report on the arrest of James Anthony Jones, who was picked out of a crowd by Disney cast members, trespassed and arrested after touching a child at Ye Olde Christmas Shop and another at the Haunted Mansion in the pre-show area. I guess stretching room is what I would guess. These news outlets never seem to know the names of these places. That was the same day. A mother later came forward to Orange County deputies saying Jones touched her 13-year-old daughter three separate times the month prior in the queue of a ride at another Disney theme park. According to court records, a credit for 867 days will apply to Jones' sentence. Jones is now a registered sex offender. Walt Disney World annual pass holders can currently get a 25% discount on purchases of $75 or more on shopdisney.com. Use code WDW25 at checkout. Select merchandise, including items from non-Disney brands and special collections, are excluded. The beloved Frontierland Hoedown Happening was originally announced to be returning to Magic Kingdom on February 11th, but ultimately did not because, you know, that's how Disney operates these days. But now it has finally returned to Frontierland at the Magic Kingdom, and we've got all the coverage you need. There's a video right here on the channel you could watch. And of course, the Hoedown features cast members dancing in the streets at surprise intervals throughout the day. Disney characters used to be part of this, but it seems they are now excluded for the time being. Again, the full video right here on our channel. A Twitter user has shared video of a minor fire along the rooftops of Under the Sea Journey of the Little Mermaid following March 12th performance of Disney Enchantment Fireworks. The video posted by user C.D. Howard shows a small section of the Under the Sea Journey of the Little Mermaid building on fire. With winds near the Magic Kingdom at around 14 miles an hour that evening and the Orlando area still recovering from storms which prompted a tornado watch earlier in the week, it seems likely that winds may have caused debris to blow over in that direction and light a little bit of the building on fire. The faux grass top of the building is what caught on fire. This is the third fire incident related to Enchantment, with one ignition in December causing fire rescue vehicles to parade down Main Street, USA, and damage caused to the fireworks launch site while it was still in testing in August. Walt Disney Imagineer Zach Ridley gave us a closer look at the loading area for the upcoming attraction Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at Epcot. According to a tweet from user at Drew Disney Dude, Walt Disney World has reportedly released the height requirement for the attraction. Guests will have to be at least 42 inches tall in order to ride Cosmic Rewind. For reference, the height requirement at Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is 38 inches, 40 for Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, and 44 inches for Expedition Everest. Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind is expected to open on Memorial Day weekend. That's still not announced, but Jeff Morrell was nice enough to tell us that on Twitter. As we approach the rumored Memorial Day opening of the ride, we've seen more finishing touches being placed recently. Earlier this week, planter installation began around the Nova Corps Star Blaster outside the attraction, and now testing has begun on the full lighting package on the exterior. Outside of the attraction, the top wing of the Nova Corps Star Blaster has received a bright blue light. Lights in the planters are also being installed to illuminate both the walkway and the Star Blaster. There's also a faint blue light visible inside the Star Blaster cockpit. So far, we've only caught the one light on the topmost wing. The soft lighting around the attraction entrance is also new and in testing. The overhead lighting turned on to illuminate the Nova Corps logo. It was also reported this week that Cosmic Rewind will indeed contain Easter eggs for the former Universe of Energy Pavilion. Ellen's Energy Adventure and the rest of the pavilion closed in 2017 to make way for the new Marvel roller coaster. And Imagineer Zach Ridley replied to a comment on his Instagram hinting at the presence of multiple Easter eggs. Of course, reportedly the launch, that backwards launch, will take us back to the Big Bang. And rumor has it that Rocket will say the Ding Dang in reference to a quote by Ellen in the former attraction. There should be more beyond this as well, as Cosmic Rewind reuses the building, of course, which was the Universe of Energy, is now the entrance and load area of the Wonders of Xandar Pavilion before you get launched backwards into that gravity building way out in the back that you can see from the parking lot and across the lagoon and from places all over Walt Disney World property because it's quite big. The Epcot Experience, which offered a preview of upcoming Epcot pavilions and attractions, is now closed permanently, as announced a few days ago. The Odyssey Events Pavilion is closed while the Epcot Experience is removed. On the test track side of the pavilion, a rope blocks the doors, and a sign hanging from the rope reads, "The Odyssey Events Pavilion is currently closed." We could still see the remnants of a photo op inside. March 14th is only its first day closed, so likely not a lot has been removed yet, but the sign for the Epcot Experience is now covered in gray scrim. Epcot Experience has been covered on the directional signs as well, and another rope with a closed sign hangs in front of World Showcase entrance to the pavilion. A new collection of Mexico Pavilion merchandise featuring Mickey Mouse is now available at Epcot. The new collection can be found inside the pavilion at the cart closest to La Cava del Tequila. The designs on the kitchenware are inspired by Mexican serapes with colorful stripes of different sizes. The collection includes a glass, a coaster set, a mug, and a pot rest. You can check it all out on our website. After rumors circled as to why the Russian soda flavor at Club Cool, Sprite Cucumber, was unavailable, the flavor has once again returned to the shop. According to a tweet by user Ashley L. Carter 1, a sign was put over the Sprite Cucumber flavor saying, "Please try another flavor." It was thought that Disney purposely made the Russian flavor unavailable for guests to try due to the current crisis in Ukraine. But the flavor is now available again. And according to cast members, the flavor was not available because, quote, the line wasn't working. Vice President of Disney's Animal Science and Environment, Dr. Mark Penning, shared a video on Instagram of Annie the Anteater celebrating her 20th birthday at Disney's Animal Kingdom with a special treat. Annie the Anteater greets guests at the Oasis near Disney's Animal Kingdom's entrance. We visit Annie every single time we go. We love Annie. This week again, she turned 20, and Animal Kingdom cast members made her a special cake with her favorite treats, including sweet potatoes and avocado. This is really important. Annie is 20. The average life expectancy of an anteater is only 14 years. So Annie has lived 6 years past expectancy, which is wonderful. We love Annie, and we hope many more years of Annie at the Oasis. The long-awaited first installment of Mickey Mouse main attraction collection, Space Mountain, has finally dropped to Disney Springs, if you couldn't tell by the desk here. The collection was set up on tables inside the World of Disney. The Mickey Mouse main attraction Space Mountain plush was not yet available, but the collection includes a collectible key, a pin, an ear headband, and a mini backpack. You can check it all out on our website. Look at how big this key is. I knocked the pin over. The key is giant. I thought it was going to be small like the Disney Store keys. It's not. It's quite sizable. And now I have to try to fix this while recording. This is great. We're just going to leave that, everyone. Let's keep going. Stop laughing. After Aristocrapes at Disney Springs closed permanently, the kiosk has become Swirls on the Water. The kiosk was not yet open on our first visit, but we came back later and it was open. It's been decorated with blue menus and blue wave-inspired pieces on the counter. The posted menu advertises the following soft-serve swirls. There's pineapple and vanilla, lemon and blue cookie dough, and habanero lime. The specialty offerings are Dole Whip habanero lime nachos, 50th celebration cone, and a Dole Whip flight. There are also Dole Whip floats. Marketplace Snacks in Disney Springs will no longer have soft serve. Instead, they'll have it separated out here. We tried their Walt Disney World 50th Celebration Cone, which is Dole Whip Lemon and Cookie Dough Soft Serve Swirl in a cone with iridescent sprinkles and a Mickey topper for $5.49. A colorful new collection from Lilly Pulitzer released on Shop Disney at the Marketplace Co-op at Disney Springs. The collection could be found along the walls and on the tables of the Disney Springs store. Mickey and Minnie frolic among tropical flora and castles on this lovely print design. The collection includes two dresses, leggings, a pullover, a t-shirt, a baseball cap, shorts, a backpack, a tumbler, a notebook, and a clutch. The villas at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa have announced an expansion and construction is underway. We stopped by to see how things are coming along. Construction, of course, began on March 1st, and the new Grand Floridian villas will be available for Disney Vacation Club members to book sometime this summer. On the right side, you can see construction walls have been erected around one side of Big Pine Key, the location of the new villas. Guests can find the Big Pine Key building near the courtyard pool and the main lobby. Scaffolding has gone up in front of the balconies of the rooms, and these resort studio units are the Disney Vacation Club's first rooms of this type. The main difference between a deluxe studio and a resort studio is the latter does not offer a kitchenette. The resort studios are more similar to standard deluxe hotel rooms. The resort studio room starts at 16 Vacation Club points per night and goes all the way up to 55 per night, depending on the view and season. This pricing aligns with deluxe studios at the villas at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. However, the resort studios offer theme park view rooms and costing more points, which do cost more points. Previously, the villas at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa did not offer theme park view rooms. And the new Vacation Club studios at the Grand Floridian Resort are expected to open on June 20th, 2022. Disney Vacation Club owners at the Grand Floridian can book these rooms starting March 14th for check-in dates between June 20th and February 14th, 2023. An 11-month booking window will be available for the studios from now on. We stopped by the market at Ale & Compass inside Disney's Yacht Club Resort to try the new St. Patrick's Day Irish Chocolate Cream Cupcake and the Vanilla Mickey Cupcake. The Irish Chocolate Cream Cupcake is a chocolate cupcake with an Irish cream mousse covered in chocolate ganache and finished with chocolate and vanilla crisp pearls and a chocolate clover. It costs $6.29. The Vanilla Mickey St. Patrick's Day Cupcake is a vanilla cupcake with vanilla buttercream, festive sprinkles, and chocolate Mickey ears. It costs $6.29 as well. We stopped by the drop-off pool bar at Disney's Art of Animation Resort to try the new St. Patrick's Day drink, the Good Luck Charm. It's made up of Svedka vodka and Bailey's Irish Cream liqueur blended with vanilla ice cream and topped with fresh whipped cream and cookie ears. It costs $14. We then went over to the Boardwalk Bakery to try their St. Patrick's Day Mint Cookies and Cream Cupcake. It's a chocolate cupcake, mint cookies and cream mousse filling, whipped cream, shamrock sugar cookie all in one. It costs $6.29. Then over at All Star Music and Movies, they have the St. Patrick's Day Mickey Treat through March 19th. We visited the world premiere food court at All Star Music to see if the snack would be our lucky charm. It's a chocolate Irish cream mousse and chocolate cake with sugar cookie for $5.99. Reviews of all of these St. Patrick's Day treats at WWNT.com. I know usually we cover Disneyland Resort news specifically on Disneyland News Today on Thursdays, but this was a pretty big story, so we're also going to talk about it here. But a good reminder that on Thursdays, if you're missing your Disneyland Resort news, you should check out that show right here on the channel. Nonetheless, the Paradise Pier Hotel at Disneyland Resort may be facing replacement as leaked images have revealed potential plans, including concept art for a Toy Story-themed hotel. The first piece of concept art reveals a Toy Story Land-esque entrance area with building block supports and pencil stanchions. Luxo ball lights can be seen overhead. Inside, statues of Buzz and Woody are the centerpiece of the remodeled atrium. Kites featuring other Toy Story friends such as Forky and Jessie hang above, and a mural can be seen in the background. Buzz Lightyear's spaceship can also be seen over the elevator shaft. The lobby carries on the theme, placing guests at the same scale as toys. A Scrabble ceiling hangs over the desks and seating area, and a couple of the check-in desks are shaped like Rubik's Cubes, and a red Luxo lamp can be found nearby. Further beyond, whimsical archways and colorful murals line the halls. Another piece of art reveals a Partysaurus Rex-themed bathtub splash play zone and a family swimming pool. Of course, Tokyo Disney Resort is preparing to open their new Toy Story Hotel this spring, in addition to the one that already exists at Shanghai Disneyland. And on top of that, this Partysaurus water play area probably looks similar, probably looks familiar to you if you've seen artwork for the Disney Wish, because they're getting this on the ship. The last piece shows how the grounds and amenities of the hotel pool area would look with the new theme. The use of the Paradise Pier Hotel is interesting when considered in tandem with the released plans for Disneyland Forward. The expansion of the current Disneyland Resort area encompassed the hotel and is rumored to include a version of Toy Story Land, similar to the one at Disney's Hollywood Studios. And of course, as part of this free-flowing plan where hotels are sort of interconnected with parks, it would make sense to have a Toy Story Hotel connected to a Toy Story Land. It is worth noting these plans were made pre-pandemic and may have been changed or canceled in the aftermath or may just be delayed for quite some time. Again, Disney has yet to announce the re-theme of the Paradise Pier Hotel. It would be expected, though, that instead of just a regular soft or hard goods refurbishment, which the hotel is due for at this point, that this is probably what's going to happen. According to DLP report on Twitter, the fan favorite Mickey ice cream bars have made their debut at Disneyland Paris. They're selling for about 4.5 euros. That's about $4.91 US. Cafe Hyperion also has an all-new menu for the 30th anniversary of the park, featuring the Mickey bars. And another classic treat, the turkey leg, will soon make its debut at Disneyland Paris. It'll soon be available at Last Chance Cafe in Frontierland for 9 euros, about $9.82 US. This is the first time that these classic Disney treats will be available to purchase at Disneyland Paris. According to DLP report on Twitter, Disneyland Paris will drop the requirement to show a COVID-19 vaccine pass to gain entry. This update is in line with guidance from the French government and follows the recent removal of mask requirements at the park. With just a year to go until the $2 billion Fantasy Springs expansion opening window arrives, construction is speeding along at Tokyo DisneySea in earnest to get the land ready for its 2023 debut. So much has changed in the past few weeks. You can take a look over on our website to see what's new. We have an in-depth look there. Of course, if that's too much for you, you can check out a quick two-minute video right here on the YouTube channel. A quick pass-by on the Tokyo Disney Resort Line monorail. Thanks to Spencer. Be sure you check that out right here on the channel. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. Also this week, don't miss Timekeeping on Tuesday night. We're quickly wrapping up our year-by-year journey through the history of the Walt Disney World Resort. And on Thursday, do not forget that live, WDW News Tonight is back, and we're back with March Madness, a battle of the 64 greatest ride scenes or attraction scenes in the history of the Walt Disney World Resort. It's going to be a lot of fun. You can also support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
WDWNT presents Timekeeping, a year-by-year journey through the history of the vacation kingdom of the world. Join us for the premiere Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern or watch on demand anytime on the WDW News Today YouTube channel.